Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل Once again, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we are here presenting the program Islamic Etiquette. In this program, we hear about the different teachings of Islam and other good deeds. We hear about the actions which our Sharia has ordered us to adopt. In our previous programs, we've heard Madani pearls about different topics. In today's program, we're going to hear about the brilliances of scholar, their ranks, their status, and their respect. But before proceeding further, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recited one durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. And the one who recites 10 durood upon me, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recites 100 durood upon me, Allah Almighty writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire and will keep him with the martyrs on judgment day." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, knowledge is an immensely great bounty which Allah Almighty has granted to humans. Knowledge is an attribute which is also from the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty has shown His benevolence to bondsmen that He has blessed them with a wealth of knowledge. Knowledge is an immensely great bounty. Without it, a person is like a vision-impaired person, because just like a vision-impaired person does not see whether the thing in front of him is good or bad. If we do not have the knowledge, how will we be able to know what things are halal and what things are haram? Therefore, my dear viewers of Madani channel, in our religion, the importance of knowledge is stated in abundance, and also the order of learning it is given. Where the brilliances, the fazail of scholars are stated in the Holy Quran, abundant brilliances, fazail of scholars are stated in ahadith as well. Let's listen to some of the fazail. Let's listen to some of the brilliances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama." Translation from Kanzul Iman, "Only those amongst his bondsmen who possess knowledge fear Allah." It is mentioned in Siratul Jinan at the beginning of this verse, and in the previous verse, Allah Almighty mentioned the sign of His omnipotence and creation through which we can prove His being and attributes. After this, He proclaimed, "Only those amongst His bondsmen who possess knowledge fear Allah Almighty, and who know His attributes and recognize His greatness. And the more knowledge of the being and attributes of Allah Almighty a person has, the more he will fear Allah Almighty. And the one who has little knowledge will have little fear." So then Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said, "The verse means that from amongst the creation, the one who is aware of the majesty of Allah Almighty and His honor and splendor, fear Allah Almighty." Under this verse, Honorable Mufti further states, "From this verse, we learn four things. Number one, fear depends upon the knowledge and ma'rifah of the one who fears. Since amongst the creation, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has the most knowledge of the attributes of Allah Almighty. Therefore, only he fears Allah Almighty most amongst the creation. It is mentioned in a hadith of Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by Allah Almighty, I know Allah Almighty most and fear Him most. Number two, people should properly attain as much awareness and knowledge of the being and attributes of Allah Almighty as possible, so that the fear of Allah Almighty would increase in their hearts. Number three, the splendor of the knowledgeable is that they fear Allah Almighty. Hence, scholars should fear Allah Almighty more than common people do and should motivate others to fear Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala who states, a jurisprudent in the proper sense is the person who does not make people hopeless of the mercy of Allah Almighty and does not make them audacious to disobey Allah Almighty, does not make them fearless of the punishment of Allah Almighty, and nothing except the Holy Quran can attract him. A person said to Sayyidina Imam Sha'abi rahmatullahi ta'ala, please give me fatwa about who a scholar is. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, only the person who fears Allah Almighty is a scholar. Sayyidina Rabi ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala states, the one who does not fear Allah Almighty is not a scholar. Number four, the knowledgeable have a great status that Allah Almighty kept his fear in them. But remember that here, knowledgeable people mean the people who have religious knowledge and correct beliefs and actions. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are also ahadith about the brilliances, about the fazail of scholars. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on Judgment Day, one scholar from the scholars of my ummah will be brought. So Allah Almighty will say, O Jibreel, hold his hand and take him to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he will be giving people water to drink through pots at the pond of Kawthar at that time. Hence, Sayyidina Jibreel will hold his hand and bring him to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will stand up, giving him water to drink through his blessed hands. So people will ask, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you gave us water through the pots, but why did you give the scholar the water through your hands? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will reply, it is because people remain engaged in business in the world, and scholars remained engaged in knowledge. Allahu Akbar, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a great fazilat of the scholars of the Ummah of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will give them the water from the pond of Kawthar from his own blessed hands. Allahu Akbar. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, a scholar is superior to a worshipper 70-fold in which there is as long distance between the two ranks as that between the earth and the heavens. Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty will resurrect people on Judgment Day and separate scholars from them and say, O group of knowledgeable, I did not grant you knowledge to punish you. Go, I have forgiven you. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. From these ahadith, the status or the rank of scholars become very clear. What great reward Allah Almighty will grant to them on Judgment Day, that He will forgive them. In addition to this, they will be commanded to intercede for other people, and many people will enter paradise through the intercession of scholars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the scholars inheritors of the prophets. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, scholars are the inheritors of prophets. Prophets do not make inheritors of dirhams and dinars. Rather, their inheritance is knowledge. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when Allah Almighty has made scholars the inheritors of prophets, we should have respect in our hearts for the people whom Allah Almighty has granted this rank and should try to sit in their company and serve them. How great it is to serve the scholars. It will be beneficial on Judgment Day because the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, on Judgment Day, prophets, martyrs, and scholars will intercede for people. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, on Judgment Day, a worshipper will be ordered enter paradise and will be said to the scholar, you should intercede for people. Hence, he will intercede for people. Sitting in their company is also an honor. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, become a scholar or a student or a listener of scholars or the lover of knowledge and scholars, and do not become a fifth one. Otherwise, you will be ruined. My name is of Madani Channel. There are numerous benefits of adopting the company of Islamic scholars. As Sayyidina Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the person who attends the gathering of a scholar gets 10 benefits, which we are going to hear about in a brief, inshallah. What are those benefits? Number one, according to a hadith, a person who adopts the company of a scholar is in worship in that state. Such a person gets a treasure of Islamic knowledge. Such a person is in the place where the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are sent down. By sitting in the company of scholars, a Muslim's faith increases and he remains safeguarded from sins. The passion for performing good deeds develop and hatred towards sins increases. Such a person will get the intercession of scholars by the benevolence of the Lord Azza wa Jalla on Judgment Day. Looking at a scholar is better than the prayers and fast of 1 year. Scholars are the inheritors of prophets, and the one who sits in their company is granted a big share from the inheritance, meaning knowledge of prophets. The belief of the person who remains in the company of scholars becomes strong, and because of adopting the company of scholars, dead hearts come back to life. It is narrated that Sayyidina Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala said to his son, "O my dear son, adhere to the gatherings of the scholars and listen carefully to the words of the wise, because indeed Allah Almighty brings the dead heart to life through the light of wisdom, just like He brings a dead land to life through heavy rain." My dear viewers of Madani channel, as it is stated in Hadith, become a scholar or a student or adopt the company of scholars. We learn from this what great benefits the company of scholars contains. Similarly, Luqman rahmatullahi ta'ala, the wise, is also advised his son to sit in the gatherings of scholars. My dear viewers of Madani channel, respect for scholars is also extremely important. If we look at the biographies of our pious predecessors, we will find many such incidents that they would visit their teacher and senior scholars of their time and would respectfully treat them. Similarly, there were such rulers in the past who would extremely care about the respect of scholars. Let's listen to some of those incidents. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala, who was an immensely great scholar and muhaddis of his time, states about himself, "The only purpose of my business is to help scholars, Sufis and shuyukh." Once he said to Sayyidina Fuzail ibn Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala, "Had it not been for you and your fellows, I would never have done business." It means if serving Sayyidina Fuzail ibn Iyaz and his fellows, who are scholars, had not been my purpose, I would not have done business. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many such reasons about which, if we think, it will firmly be ingrained in our mind why we should serve scholars and respect them. For this, we will have to understand that scholars are needed for our reformation and for overall society, because it is scholars who call people to Islam and motivate them to follow it. It is scholars who safeguard belief. It is scholars who find out the religious guidance to problems. It is scholars who tell us the ruling of purification and filth. It is scholars who explain the difference between purity and filth. It is scholars who teach us the ruling about bathing, shrouding, and burial of the dead body. It is scholars who teach us the method of Hajj and Umrah. It is scholars who teach others the religious matters. It is scholars who lead Friday Salah and Eid prayers. It is scholars who give us the lesson about the Lord Azza wa Jal and the love of the Messenger Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Real humans are only scholars. Hence, my dear viewers of Madani channel, it is compulsory to respect scholars in every way and serve them as we can and please them for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and support them in their effort to spread the religion. We should make a habit of visiting the scholars. Unfortunately, in the present age, there are also such unfortunate and deprived people in our society who, instead of serving and loving these benefactors, well-wishers and leaders of the Ummah, are seen criticizing them, raising unnecessary objections and reproaching them unjustly. Whereas we learn from the Holy Quran and Hadith and from the sayings of the pious saints, rahimahumullah, that the rank or the status of scholars is immensely high and salvation lies only in respecting them and following them. Let's hear about their splendor and greatness, which is described in the Holy Quran. Hence, in part 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 79, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kunu rabbaniyina bima kuntum tu'allimuna al-kitaba wa bima kuntum tadrusun." Translation from Kanzul Iman: become people of Allah as you teach the book and because you read it too. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from this verse, we learn that the people who teach the book of Allah Almighty, in other words, the Holy Quran, and deliver lesson from it, are pious scholars. Just think about what a grave offense is to criticize those who are pious people of Allah Almighty and whom Allah Almighty has declared His special bondsmen. Try to make people away from them and dishonoring them. Hence, we should remain associated with scholars and should not sit in the company of those who dishonor them, nor should we listen to them. Rather, we should love scholars and serve them. Mujhko ae attar sunni alimon se pyar hai. Inshallah, do jahan mein mera beeda paar hai. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, our religion Islam has given us the lesson that we should respect scholars. Our pious predecessors have drawn our attention through their actions to the point that we should respect scholars, visit them, and learn Islamic knowledge from them, because only they are the actual servants of the religion, and only scholars will explain the religion correctly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to value these inheritors of prophets and respect them. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion. Etiquette of religion.